This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show. Happy Friday. It's 8:05. And right now, the moment you've been waiting for. No, Johnny, it's not you.
Dang, I was like, yeah, here's my spot.
We have Lizzo tickets. This show is sold out. And if you would like to go and see Lizzo at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium on October 28th, that's what, 10 days from now? Call now, 800-400-3697. I don't know who's, I don't think Kieran's answering the phones. I'm pretty sure she's not.
Well, I'll grab him.
Okay. Be calling number 9-800-400-3697. Jane is going to have another chance to win at about 6:05. Go, Yuzi. Go.
I heard that whole album's come great. I only know that one.
Yeah, Yuzi's you know? Crank that up.
Jerome.
Let's crank
it. Johnny.
Here we go.
Jerome. Jerome's home. Yeah. That's all I know.
I'll tell you something I've learned about Johnny over the years is that anybody who's rocking out, he's so down. Like, he just wants, you're like, you got the music in you.
I had to hold myself back from joining her in that high. I was going to ruin it.
No,
it would have been great.
But Lizzo, that song's, it's just right up my alley, because Malia will make fun of me all the time for singing the women's part of verses
sure,
in songs.
Right.
And that, you know, what is it?
Why man gotta be great to be great?
That's an incredible line. That says it all right there.
Johnny is always down for karaoke.
Right. Hometown hero, Johnny Mosley,
yeah,
Olympic
baby.
Gold medalist.
You know, on that note, thank you.
Sure, take your accolades.
Well, I was thinking today, listening to you guys and CNN back and forth, I was thinking, can I get like a title? Like senior, I was thinking like senior winter correspondent or something like that.
Oh.
You guys have... You know,
we could do a title, but I feel like you're an Olympic gold medalist. Like,
that is your title.
I mean, it's getting kind of stale, right? Like hometown hero.
Dude,
don't
it
I
doesn't
need to update.
That's the beauty of that particular. It's about, a gold. It that doesn't get stale.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
That rolls forever.
He wants a correspondent title though, so it'd be like you know, senior extreme sports analyst.
Now we're talking.
And Olympic gold medalist,
sure.
Johnny Mosley. Listen, you can't. You're pushing that aside. That's what Vinny just told you.
Yeah. Okay. Senior Olympic correspondent or something in the Olympic years, maybe.
Sure. Okay.
It's got to be. I like the extreme.
Senior the
extreme
thing?
Olympic correspondent.
Oh, senior extreme Olympic correspondent. Okay, fine.
Can someone please write
this down?
Maybe just a senior extreme correspondent.
Yeah, senior extreme correspondent.
That's better. Okay. I just wanted. I just wanted to float that.
I think he's just trying out for the ANN then.
You know, he's welcome, but what I'm trying to explain to him is that gold medal opened, that's why you have Mosley's, the wonderful bar, is because people are like, we know that dude. He's a gold medalist.
Okay. Oh my God, Johnny Mosley. Is that Johnny?
That's why you got hired to do Warren Miller films, because you're Mosley, the Olympic gold medalist.
It's also your winning personality, Johnny. It's not just because you're an Olympic champion.
I was trying to
champion.
Not read between the lines on Vinny's diss right there.
That's not a diss. It's an incredible accomplishment.
You're nothing without the Olympics, Johnny Mosley.
Speaking of talent, I was just thinking, well, it's not my vocal pipes, my narration skills. Dude, Vinny, you know that scene in Private Parts? When the girl sits on the speaker and Howard Stern gives her an orgasm.
He's
got that verb in his voice.
You're saying he's got that
Vinny.
Low.
Yeah. Did you know that you had radio pipes from early on?
No, not at all. I never once thought of being in radio
at all. I was listening to that today. I'm like, damn, I that voice, it's like, I don't even know if I care what the content is. It's like,
you're in love with his voice.
I am. I got to say.
You're a sound guy.
Something to
it. You know what's funny? You know what? Right now, it's not. I don't know what happened.
What
but normally,
happening?
I run him minimum 10 dB below everybody else. because his voice because is so it cuts through.
Do you have to be careful, like when you're somewhere that someone, you know, like if you're trying to talk quietly, that like 10 people over will be able to hear what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. He never talks quietly.
He does
not have an indoor voice.
Right.
People will yell in the supermarket. They'll be three aisles over and he'll hear, Vinny?
Yeah. True story.
Yeah.
That's so anyway, one. Speaking of Warren Miller, you have one coming or you don't?
Yeah, there's one coming up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, coming out. Because
the girls were talking about this Skeetober event that you have going, which is cool, and we're going to hit that. But I'm like, you guys, what about Warren Miller? It's any minute now, right?
Yeah, movie's coming to town. End of November, warrenmiller.com. Okay. warrenmillerentertainment.com. Yeah, get the, you know, it's typical, same tour. Does the Palace of Fine Arts in the city. That show in the Castro is amazing. That's in Killer Theater, one in Marin.
Do you go and host all the local ones?
I try to go as many as I can. It doesn't always work out, but I typically hit that Palace show. I typically hit the Marin show. I've done the Castro show a couple times.
And when you're actually doing, because if you don't know, Johnny Mosley has took over for Warren Miller as the voice of the Warren Miller films.
The annual ski film, the world's largest action sports film, yes.
Extreme.
So
it's not even a brag. It's so unbelievable that you got that job. I mean, not because you're not awesome, but just because he's Warren Miller.
Yeah, you know?
The whole time.
It's crazy.
Those films have go back to what, the 60s?
Yeah. This is our 70th year. This is ours. This is Warren Miller's 70th film.
Oh my God!
Isn't that crazy? It's called Timeless, by the way. Yeah, yeah. 70.
Did you do a segment?
So I don't even know how far back that goes.
Do you always do a segment, or you just do the voiceover every time?
And I always do the voiceover. I did not ski in it this year. It just didn't work out for me. Like the trips they had, I had to pass on some amazing ones. They went to Switzerland. Like Europe had a big year. All these places I wanted to go, but it just. All these trips are last minute because they have to wait for snow, and so they just didn't. It didn't work out. Like last year, I did that amazing segment in Iceland in May, but I didn't get to ski in it this year. So I did a little. We did. I'm in it. I'm on camera. I did like
Of course
this,
you are.
We did this opening, you know, tie into the whole film. I did some acting. Let's put it that way.
Well, keep those chops up.
Yeah.
You know, actually, from following you on Instagram, I guess you spent a lot more dad time this year, didn't you?
I did.
This summer?
I did. Yeah, I guess I did.
Because you normally would be on a trip or somewhere, right?
I was making up for lost time a little bit this summer because I had such a busy winter.
Right.
So I did spend a lot more.
Well, winter
I
is your busy
down.
Time.
It you is. Did. It's just like, you know, that's when I work. I got to, you know, I love being busy. Trust me, it's great, right? You don't want to be sitting around
there's
like tapping your fingers.
There's snow somewhere all year long.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah.
If you wanted to, you could be where the snow was.
Yeah.
But you
got to,
you know, those kids, you only get them once. They're going to be grown-ups.
I wonder everybody in the Bay Area knows you as Johnny Mosley, Olympic gold medal, you know, squaw guy, right? So I'm watching my TV the other day, and there's an ad for, like, Ski Montana. And I couldn't see the person who blasts out of the... And I'm like, I wonder if that's Johnny. Like... I think everybody just sort of associates you with any time there's skis. Is it, that's got to be him.
Success.
I've done it.
What? People used to be like, oh, I think I saw you on that, you know, ad for Montana or something like that, you know. And back in the day, I'd probably be like, nah, it probably wasn't me, you know. I don't really see anything. I'd be like, yeah, it's probably me.
Way to own it, Johnny. Meanwhile, that guy's like, what? Hold on.
I'd be like, let me post this video. It's far enough away. That's not me. I don't really, I swear.
So listen, you recently, they say that buying a bar is like a terrible idea.
I know.
But you've done it. And you're on it, and you've got a bar called Mosley's Spirits and Sports.
Yep, yep.
It's in Corte Madera.
We just call it Mosley's now.
Just Mosley's. Yeah. Oh, really? They
but it's a sports bar. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how's that going?
It's going great.
Tell me more about the chicken wings.
It's going great. The chicken wings, based on your recommendation, have gotten much better. More. We have more wings. That was when we first started out. We had these, you know, curated, really, you know, special wings, delicate.
Yeah.
But we found out, you know, people want wings.
Yeah.
A lot of wings. So
I'm going to get my fingers
These
dirty.
Are now Sarah's wings. She
oh, yeah?
was like,
excellent.
Bring me some more wings.
Bring me more wings.
So, yeah.
These wings are also skinny.
Yeah.
I want fat wings.
Yeah. And just to be fair here, I things are great because I am like, you know, I have incredible people, you know, who run and really right. It's Karen who owns the
it's
bar.
It's not like you're Tampa managing
that's
the place,
right. That's right.
Right.
So I just come in and throw parties and hang out and, you know, and complain about the food and say my friend Sarah says there's not enough wings.
God, she's a total
that.
Bitch, but we got to get more wings on this place.
Totally. So the wings are awesome. The Brussels sprouts are awesome.
Oh, my God.
Pizza is incredible because she's, you know, she's
Camel
pizza woman. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, we have a killer bar menu, and street tacos are incredible right now. We were doing brunch.
Really? So, well, it is Marin.
Yeah, exactly.
A little brunch in there.
12 TVs. Am I just doing an ad for my restaurant right now?
So listen, here's the ad we want to get to.
Yeah, exactly.
This weekend is something called Skeetoberfest. It starts today.
Exactly.
And I do a podcast with you, so I'm well aware of this. I've been listening to you, you know, doing your Peter Glenn ads all this time.
Yes.
But it's all free.
It is.
And it's workshops with you and other huge skiers.
Exactly. So this was something, obviously Peter Glenn and I'm very close as a retailer I work with, and they were looking at doing something out here and, you know, with the bar. And I was like, you know, I've had this, I really want to, I love to work out this time of year. Like, I like to get ready for the ski season.
Yeah, working out is so great.
Yeah, it's, but it's in, it's weird. It's in me. And it's more fun with more people. So I'm like, let's get people in shape for the season. I'll put it together and we'll apres at the bar. We'll just do like, it started off as like a one event. And then all of a sudden I got carried away. It's got a lot of that ice or air feel where I'm just like, okay, and then we're going to do this and then we're going to do that. Now it's a 3-day.
The people around you just close their eyes.
Oh, poor
and shake
Malia.
Their heads.
She's going out of town. She's like, I can't handle it. No, she has a baseball tournament with a son, but with my youngest. But yeah, like all of a sudden, it started off as like, hey, let's just do this one thing. Now I'm consumed. I mean, I brought in the ski training device.
I know. Well, we've all tried it. And actually, Vinny, I'm going to show you your thing before I actually post it because I don't want to bum you out. But
yeah.
But I'm telling you.
You mean my fall?
Yes, your fall. I can't, he falls off the thing and I run over and I get right up on his face. But I'm telling you, I only, like, within the last 3 minutes regained my breath and my heart stopped pounding. Like, I was on that thing for 22 seconds.
Yeah.
But
hey. Forgive me because I don't know. What is Peter Glenn?
Okay, sorry. So Peter Glenn is a retailer that sells, for us out here, they're really just online, but they've been around for 60 years. They sell ski and snowboard equipment and stuff
so
like
that.
So
you're the chief?
Peter Glenn. Oh, I'm the chief testing officer.
Testing officer. So if you go on peterglenn.com, there's all these videos of, like, if you're looking for gloves, there's Johnny showing you the gloves and giving you a recommendation.
Cool. And
yes,
people
or no.
Go there to gear up for winter.
And he's honest about it, too. Like, you've actually, sometimes you don't like this stuff that much.
Yeah, that's right. I'm a little bit harsh on the equipment, but that's good. I feel like, you know, we got to be true to it. So wait, back to the Skeetoberfest.
Okay. Yeah.
So I basically said, hey, this is what I want to do, all this stuff. And they're like, great, we'll sponsor it because I got to bring on all these people. So I got Susan giving me the yoga studio across from the bar.
Now Power Yoga. That's right in the same plaza.
In the same plaza.
You know Susan, the yoga Susan.
Yeah.
Namaste.
Yep, yep. Humans, buddy. Yeah, Dramaste.
Humans X.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah. By the way, even though she begged, he never put out.
Oh!
Let me just remind everyone.
Yeah,
that.
Please do.
She begged him for
she
it.
She begged him. Poured massage oils over herself, lit candles.
Women out there, don't ever
the
date
like
Human.
Just don't care.
Because anything you did is subject. You should have to sign a waiver if you date Human that everything you say can and will be used against you.
I actually feel like this is more against Human than Susan.
Oh,
I mean, you know what I mean? I just
except
draw
for
whatever.
The part, like, even though she begged, he didn't put out. Well,
that's tough.
I guess that's, that's tough. That's tough.
No. Not, I've had enough. I'm on a diet from that. I can't do it.
So we're doing three dry land training sessions.
Right. Okay,
dry land means not on the skis. And this is something I religiously did to get ready for skiing all the time. And so I brought, and my techniques are probably a little bit outdated. So I got the, like, young head strength and conditioning coach for all the Squaw Valley ski teams coming down.
And this is free.
This is all free.
Come
all,
down and just check it out.
PeterGlenn.com. That's free. And so you come down, and I have to say, though, the Friday and Saturday classes sold out almost immediately.
Oh, so there's not a lot of room left.
Not sold out, but they're full.
Right.
But the Sunday class, and they're hour and a half classes. It's really about an hour of training because by the time you get like warmed up and all that stuff. But we're doing a big Sunday one where you meet at Mosley's. We'll go to Town Park, so we'll just jog right down the road to Town Park, and we can do it. We're going to do a big Sunday training session, and I'm bringing all my devices, a slide board, that thing you guys tried, my new mogul slide board,
which I didn't even get on the thing before I fell. I put the slide shoes on. I'm like, wow,
yeah. No, but you did good.
That thing's neat. That's really neat.
Yeah, so I'm excited. I love doing this. I love getting people kind of prepped, showing them moves, right. And everyone will take home like a little worksheet on what they can do to sort of keep going, learn some moves to keep going for the winter. So the dry land stuff, I'm super excited about.
And no trampoline, course, though.
No trampoline. Okay. Yeah.
You got to make people sign waivers before they get on your slide
board? Yeah, you have to sign up. Yeah.
That's a good call, buddy.
Yeah. And then after each session, we're going to the bar for Apéro Tech Talk. On Friday night, and your listeners may know this guy, but we've got Scott Schmidt coming in. That's tonight.
Okay.
And that's still open. That's open to anyone. You just come in. That's free. You come in.
We're so also at the Yankees game on tonight.
Yeah. So right. I'm just going to be holding court. Like, you know, I'll probably give away.
As
some,
you do.
I'll probably give away stuff. And then I'll do a Q&A with Scott Schmidt, who's like he's the original free skier. Like, he made it a professional. Like it would be like, who's the original, like, Tom Curran or something? Who's the first pro surfer that started
actually
making
the first skier, Lair, I think, know? Of is Lake. The
Plake. So
Plake.
So Glenn Plake. So this is Scott and Plake were the guys who were the stars of Blizzard of Oz. And the first, you know, he had like the yellow North Face suit. And he was the first guy to ski all the stuff on Palisades, the chimney and all that stuff.
And you know this Plake guy because of the Mohawk.
And okay. Plake's amazing. Well, next year we'll bring Plake. I love Plake. So, but we got,
of course you
but
do.
We got
you
Scott
know
Schmidt
all these guys.
Coming in. I'll show some video, you know, short videos of him. We'll get into his career. He's a really like thoughtful, interesting guy.
But yeah, you actually know because you were just with him. Weren't you with Rob Machado? He's a guy who was a pro surfer.
That's the
tour.
You nailed it.
And continues to make bank doing all kinds of surf stuff.
That's the analog. He's the Rob Machado of skiing.
Okay.
He basically was the first guy to be like a professional skier and not like on the tour, race tour, World Cup tour, freestyle tour. And just killed it. I mean, he brought the North Face to the whole ski world. Anyway. Saturday, he's coming in tonight. Saturday, well, I'm
you
just
are
excited.
Unstoppable.
I know. So should I keep going?
Fine.
Well,
I'm exhausted.
Go to my Instagram and then click the link to get the full details,
the schedules, right.
Or you can go to Peter.
You haven't even mentioned the.
I haven't even gotten to the
bingo. I'm going to go to that. I can't wait for the bingo revival.
What's your impression of it?
Well,
so far,
here's what I think. It's,
yeah.
I already love bingo.
Yeah.
I'm like, I am an old lady in waiting. Like, I can't wait to just be in my retirement community playing my bingo.
I figured.
And this is like, this guy is like, you know, like a revival tent guy. Like, you know, those numbers are like holy rolling.
Totally.
Or something. Is what it seems like.
He's in a, he took bingo and turned it into like a thing. And he's got this following
thing.
And I know him because I've experienced him firsthand up in Squaw.
That's exactly what Vinny was saying. They must do these nights.
Yes, yeah. Everyone in this lineup are like signature Tahoe like acts, right?
So a lot of people will be familiar.
Yes. So that was the whole point, is to kind of, you know, get everyone, you know, fired up and bringing everyone in. And the great, you know, Rusty Reams is his name, and he does
Rusty
this bingo.
Reams.
Of course it is. Rusty Reams.
Right.
Why wouldn't it?
And he's just it's a fun act. And so we're doing that. Yep. We're doing real money, but it's all going to, we're doing real money, and the money you spend is going to this organization I help raise money for called Ski for MS, multiple sclerosis. So
that's very nice of you.
Yeah. But it's real money. I think it's like $5 a card or something like that, and getting, you know, it's not, we're not
talking.
You got
those daubers?
Big money. Yeah,
dot makers?
I don't know how that works, but yes.
Someone's on that, I'm sure.
Yeah, so we're doing bingo. And then before bingo, we're doing a workout, three to four, and then we're doing a post-workout Chalk Talk with a guy named Connery Lundeen, and he's like the young pro. He's the new pro, new style. He combines all the
new
freestyle
blood.
Elements like I used to do with the stuff that Scott Schmidt does, the big mountain stuff, and he's super zany.
Do they
funny.
All look up to you and call you daddy?
sometimes, yeah.
All right, listen, Johnny, all weekend long, Skitoberfest.
Yeah.
At Mosley's.
Right.
Go to your Instagram.
Yes, that's fine. Or just type in Johnny Mosley Skitoberfest, or go to my Instagram.
PeterGlenn.com/Skitoberfest.
All that stuff will get you there. And come to the workout Sunday. We've got room there. And
then
we'll do a brunch after and talk. You just check the schedule.
All right.
Got
perfect.
Tons of fun stuff coming on.
Now, take a breath. and relax.
I'm sorry.
Before you leave, I want you to put those slippery shoes on and go and so we can get on the, if you're okay, watching on the Looking Glass right now, go to radioalf.com/watch. Okay. You get to see Johnny Moser. He is going to school us right now. Vinny and I both tried this a second ago.
Where are the slippers?
I don't know. Where are they? I think they might be out on the couch outside. Out there. All right, hold on. Like that thing is.
So the thing he's about to get on is sort of a
like
it's a way to practice, right? It's a way to practice moguls.
Well, have you ever seen one of those ultra slides?
The flat ones they use for.
That's what I did. I got material from.
You built this?
Guys, and I built my own.
Ski racers do it, and skiers do it, right?
Oh, here I can.
Let me get,
ski racers skate. Do it. Ice skaters, exactly.
Right.
So, all right, everybody, go to radioalice.com/watch.
What made me good is that I was able to stack my weight on my downhill ski. So this forces you to shift your weight to your downhill ski.
Okay. Look at that. No poles. He's not putting anything. That's ridiculous.
You want to keep your shoulders at the same level. You don't want to like come up like this. You want to stay low. And you want to like
It's all core. That is core.
Really get your feet to the other side. You got to do it in 30 seconds. So how many can I do in 30 seconds?
Have you counted? Hot. Go, Johnny, go!
How far can I go? I gotta stay low. How's my form?
It's terrible. Good. You're jumping up, man. Come on, keep those shoulders low. Tighten that core up.
That's right.
Get those knees up in the air, Johnny!
Squeeze your taint.
Don't do that.
Right. Start slow.
Johnny Moseley, everybody.
Yay!
Ski Coverfest this weekend.
I love you guys. Thank you.
Love you, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks again to Johnny Moseley. He is still sweating and breathing heavily out there. He really overdid it. I also want to thank our friends at Fremont Bank for stopping by today. And I want to remind you that at 10 a.m. this morning at Ticketmaster, the tickets for Not So Silent Night 2019 go on sale. This is Saturday, December 7th, 6 o'clock at the SAP Center. It's a big show. Mumford & Sons, 21 Pilots, Raconteurs, this 1975 of Monsters and Men, White Reaper. This one's going to sell out. Get on it.
I'm going.
I know you are.
Saturday night in San Jose.
Could it be more perfect?
It's really, really good. Yeah, I could, but it's as close as...
I was in your front yard at 4 p.m.
Right.
That would work. Anyway, if you want the tickets, 10 a.m., Ticketmaster, and you can find more info at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by KB Homes at Communications Hill in San Jose. Enjoy the Halloween Family Hoopstacular Sunday, October 20th from noon to 4. That's this Sunday. Mm. From noon to 4. Go to kbhome.com for more info.
That's fun.
Yeah, it does sound fun. Let's see. Top executives at California's largest utility are expected at an emergency meeting today to answer hard questions by state regulators about massive preemptive power shutdowns.
We're going to ask you some hard questions, and you're going to have trouble passing this test.
They've been criticized as poorly executed and unacceptable, which is right.
We've agreed to put in a writing that we're mad. We're going to serve you with these papers, and you're going to know.
PG&E cut off power to more than 2 million people in Northern and Central California on the 9th to prevent wildfires. Mm.
And maybe they did.
They
we'll
say
never know.
Here now that the unprecedented blackout was decided upon by three VPs. Those are the guys. Three dudes. They even
double
list their names.
Double middle fingers for you. You bastards. God, that was inconvenient.
These three dudes said, all right, well, let's look at, they say here, they took into consideration National Weather Service warnings, fire danger warnings, humidity levels, temperature, terrain, local climate. And they
decided, the fact that they just wanted to kind of stick it to us.
Well, it sure did feel like that.
It sure did.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Dutch police investigating a family that has lived in a bomb shelter.
Yeah, what is going on with it? They live
for
in the
10 years.
Basement of a farmhouse.
Yeah. Thursday. It's possible they were held against their will.
Oh.
And they're looking into whether a certain religion or philosophy might have been involved.
Gee, I wonder.
National police arrested a second person in the case yesterday. Both men are charged with unlawful deprivation of liberty.
Mm. The one kid just wanted a beer.
Well, the kid who finally, you know, left the basement, showed up at the local bar, and they say he drank 5 beers.
And that's when he started telling the story of his life underground.
Right. I've been away for 10 years, hiding in a basement. They were growing their own food.
Mm. But so someone not in the basement.
Someone was going above ground.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, they were inside a small ground floor room. Police found 6 people, a man and 5 children between the ages of 18 and 25. So if they went in there at 10 or 10 years ago, you know, the youngest kid was 8.
Yeah.
That's a little person.
Those are some majorly formative years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, these
the home was
so
accessible
screwed.
By a bridge over a river that neighbors said was always gated. So no one ever went anywhere near there.
Wow.
67-year-old man arrested yesterday was one of the 6 found at the property on Monday. All claim to be members of the same family, but they're trying to break through whatever kind of brainwashing had happened in there.
That does happen in the dark over the course of 10 years.
The suspect is said to be the father, and the other 5 and the person who reported the case are said to be his children.
And is there a mother involved in this?
Or don't
is
it, hear it anything
like
of it.
It sounds like 2 men and a bunch of little boys.
Yeah. Haven't heard anything of it.
I'm having bad feelings about this. Really bad.
They say, we have reasons to suspect that the 6 persons involved did not stay in the house of their own free will. So we're investigating, you know, what leverage these guys had to keep them stuck. So
such a strange story.
It is.
But like you were saying yesterday or maybe Wednesday when you first reported it, like you just don't know what is happening right next door from you a lot of times.
Well,
let alone, you know, behind the gate across the river.
Remember the kidnapping that happened and that was uncovered and it was like in Antioch or
right.
something.
Yeah. Antioch. Mm-hmm.
She had his kids. I mean, she was having his babies and
that's
in those
shacks
in the
back. That's somebody's daughter that they stole. Took to a backyard in Antioch,
mm-hmm.
and they were just living there with this person's
for years.
Kid. And then that kid had a kid.
Ugh. Yeah.
By the dude who kidnapped her.
Oh, God, that's so awful.
It is awful. And it is a trip that you know, you're living your life and that's going on.
Yeah. Imagine living next door to that and being like, I had no idea. Mm-hmm. That was going, that anguish was happening right next door to me.
The makers of Natural Light are doing a costume contest on social media. I have a feeling they're going to regret this. The person with the best real-life nightmare costume will win $10,000.
Real-life nightmare.
Mm-hmm. So that means people want to dress as, quote, real-life everyday fears.
Things like, oh my God, my Wi-Fi doesn't work. Like, you know, the bus is late.
Here's an example. One of them is a woman in prison garb holding a ball and chain with the word student loans written on it.
Oh, that's clever.
Shackled by student debt.
Mm. Have less lattes. Pay those off. Come on, millennials. Let's do this thing.
Except that this is all fun. What happens when things turn dark?
Right. Right.
So,
I can think of one nightmare I'd like to wear a costume of.
What?
No, it's political. I don't want to say it.
Oh.
But it's like a waking nightmare.
Another one is a graduation cap holding a cardboard box that says moving supplies, mom's basement. So his costume is moving back in with his parents.
Boy, this is a theme here.
I guess
the college kids were all coming out with debt and, you know, moving
who
back
drinks
in with
natural
mom.
Light, right?
It's gotta be, it's a cheap one.
Right.
I think, doesn't your brother drink that? Oh, no, Miller Light.
Miller Light is what I went to the market for the other.
Well, there was no chance you were gonna break your
sobriety
on
that, right?
That is not worth it. Here's your Miller Lite.
Nah. He's that guy, though. He's kind of like, well, I know your dad stopped doing it, but he's like your dad used to be.
Yeah.
He'll get a 12 or a Miller Lite and just hammer those things. Be like, you've been going all day, huh? And he just rides this like
little buzz going. Let's keep that rolling.
Don't you just want to hammer yourself into the ground and then sleep it off and start over?
No, that's you, Vin.
Oh. Yeah.
God, all you right. have yourself all mixed up with other people.
Yeah. I guess I do.
You gotta learn to maintain.
Yeah, that's not in me.
Oh my God. It's okay.
Airbnb is going hard on stunts lately, hooking people up with Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. I told you about the Goodyear blimp.
Yeah.
The latest, in honor of the 60th anniversary of Barbie, they're offering a chance to spend two nights in a real-life version of Barbie's Malibu Dream House in California.
Oh, man.
The place is pretty impressive.
I'll bet. I wonder how much that costs, though. It's got to be a lot. The you remember when you were little, like I had a friend who had the Barbie Dream House,
yeah,
and I was so jealous, and all my Don dolls were like too small, like they were just like they look like little
you and your
like
Don
little
dolls.
People, like they look like little people walking through the house. I was like, oh man, if only I had a Barbie doll, and God, the thing was, and they had the dream car too. What was the dream? It was like a
Corvette or something.
Yeah, I think it was the Barbie badass Corvette. I think is what it was called. Pretty sure. I would love to go stay in. So is it like they built it like the actual Dream House? Because it was so cool. I mean, it didn't have a wall.
I don't doubt that it's already just a Dream House, but they say there's pictures. The place looks impressive. It's going to be $60 a night.
Oh, so this is one of those.
Except only one person gets to make a reservation to stay there.
It's like one, two, three floors. Pink.
Has like an upstairs deck. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's Barbie Dream
House. Cool.
Reservations open next Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, and if you're the one lucky person who gets through, you get up to three other people who can stay there with you. Sunday the 27th through the 29th. All right, whatever.
And take me anywhere.
You like it?
I'm a Barbie girl.
They
call Barbie World.
Barbie Star Vet. There's also a Barbie Dream Vet.
There's a Jeep, too. I think that my friend had the Jeep.
Mm.
Like a Barbie, you know, like rough and tumble Barbie. Malibu Barbie hits the dunes.
Right.
Oh, Barbie.
We're headed into cold season. In fact, our guy Bryn seems to have already
brought back the Vietnamese super flu.
He went there, and it's.
He sounds horrible.
Oh, you've talked to him.
I did. Well, I talked to him yesterday. I was wondering if he was coming in today.
And
he's all like just phlegmy and bogus.
Oh, gross.
He's like, no, I'm feeling much better. I go, no, you're not feeling better enough. Vinny
exactly.
will kill you if you come
in
here.
Yeah,
I don't want to get sick.
You could come in on Monday. Just come in on
Monday. Just come in Monday. Like if that'll help you with your jet lag, everything.
We'll get through it, no problem.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a problem, but we'll get through it.
But Alex has stepped up. Thank you, Alex.
That's right, Alex.
Oh, and he also delivered, like, you can't believe, on our secret show.
Oh, yeah, that was
Alex
a good secret show.
I didn't see any of that coming.
I know, me neither.
No.
That one nugget, I'm like, you!
It was an involved nugget, too.
Yeah.
It was like one thing kept leading to the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who knew when you plumbed the depths of Alex that you'd be hitting gold down there? Holy cow.
By the way, go to the Alice Instagram and you could see a picture of Alex with his tattoo. What was the tattoo of again?
The bear. And it says California in gigantic script over the top.
Yeah.
It's huge. His arms are huge.
Yeah. On my Instagram, you can see pictures of Vinny falling off the Johnny Mosley exercise machine.
Oh.
Thank you.
You see me fall, too. I fall before I even get on the thing.
Amy,
those slippery shoes.
You didn't fall all the way off the front of it to the ground, though.
I didn't. I was able to catch myself. But still, I do a little slip, and you just wipe out. And you have it from two angles. You have Johnny's version and my version.
Oh, super.
We also posted on the Alice Instagram, Johnny doing his thing.
Oh, good, 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 good.
Boy,
it's really neat.
Yeah, he's, you know, he's an athlete.
Yep.
Turns
he's a
out.
Badass, no question.
Badass Daddy Johnny.
People get on that thing and go, like, oh my God.
That's pretty rad.
Mm.
Anyway, we're entering cold season, which means you probably have that horrible moment where you think something's coming on.
Oh no. Is that a tickle in my throat? Do I feel that?
What do you do when you think it's coming on? When you feel
it? I start crying immediately. Like, no, not a cold. I run to the zinc.
You go to the zinc.
I do. Because I'm hopeful. I know it won't work, but I'm hopeful that it will.
Here's what people said. The top answers were, change the sheets on your bed, take a shower, work out.
Oh, like sweat
it out.
Eat ginger.
Ginger. Oh, ginger.
People say that, yeah.
I like ginger.
Sleep.
Oh, mm-hmm. And you wake up with a cold.
Drink orange juice, buy chicken soup, drink lots of water, or drink hot tea with lemon. Mm. Mm. It depends on what it is. One of the things I do is gargle with salt if it's my throat. If I feel a tickle, that's the first thing I do is gargle with the hottest water I can. Just salted dead.
Let's just stamp this out right now. Never
that's
works.
That's one of them.
But that helps a sore throat, too. It's a nice use for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, you're right. You cannot stop it once it's...
And you just, you feel that tickle and you're like, oh, that's got to be nothing. Mm-hmm. That's nothing. That's,
you hope.
That'll be... That'll, and then an hour later, you're like, I'm sick. I'm going to come home. Oh my God, I haven't had a cold for so long.
Good for you.
I know. Well, I'm out of baby zone, you know. Right. You're getting them brought back from daycare and kindergarten. And
that first 2 years of the first kid.
It was, you never didn't have a cold.
Right. I know. It was so
hard. Makes
you
appreciate being well, though. It really does. Having a bad cold, suddenly you wake up one morning, you're like, oh, I feel all right. I can appreciate this. We take it for granted, you know.
Speaking or anytime you injure any part of your body.
Oh, yeah. I broke my finger once, and I swear I never thought about my hands more than when the one dumb finger on of the 10 was broken and splinted. Mm-hmm. You
How'd
stupid
you do that?
Thing.
Rob and...
Danny Swan backed into me when we were playing basketball on graduation day, and we all heard my finger break.
Graduation day?
It was high school graduation. We'd smoked some pot.
Of course you had.
And it was, you know, it was one of our friends, you know, who's like, I got good stuff, which we never got. So we never.
For graduation, I got the mean dank.
You just couldn't even get it. It wasn't that, you know, like a special, it was like weird coincidence that he got that at that time. It wasn't like, oh, I spent extra money at the dispensary. Because that wasn't a thing.
Hey, kids, you suck. You have everything.
Anyway, we were super high. We were in my front yard playing basketball. And he's backing in. He's like, I got you, Hassan. And I'm pushing my hands out. And he just backs his big butt into my finger. And it just goes, pah! We all heard it break. So the rest of the day, I'm way too high with a broken finger. And Mr. Brenner, right when we come walking up, so I'm wearing sunglasses. Thank God it was outdoors so I could wear sunglasses. And I come walking up, and he's like, you. Puts me on one side and Cisco on the other, and we're both sitting there just completely on another planet going, when does this end?
My finger's throbbing.
Anyway.
So then what happened afterwards? Oh, you had to go to the hospital?
No. So you can't do anything for... I mean, I went to the doctor. Mm-hmm. Yes. They splinted it, and then they said, see you in 6 weeks, and we'll take a look at it. So all of my, I went on my senior trip was to Mazatlan.
Yeah.
There's me holding a beer with a finger sticking out. Damn it. Stupid thing. Yeah.
It drops. This helps.
A first grader in Wisconsin lost a tooth at school last week. I don't remember losing teeth. Actually, I didn't really lose my teeth. Most of them were pulled by Dr. Urbanski. But
oh, were they not dropping out?
They weren't dropping out. But I didn't realize, now I'm watching my kids' sort of fascination with all the kids around her who are losing teeth.
She hasn't lost any yet?
She hasn't, but she's like, soon. I think this one's loose.
Yeah.
She's totally fascinated with it. Wants it to happen.
Save them all. I have all my kids' complete sets.
Mm.
All my kids. Two of them.
Anyway... His principal made sure that the kid was going to get paid for it. Kurt Angeli is the principal at Gillette Elementary School, 30 miles outside of Green Bay. He found out a student had lost a tooth at recess but couldn't find it.
Oh, no.
Apparently, it was already loose. It got knocked out while they were playing a game. No one could find it on the ground. The kid was worried the tooth fairy wouldn't come if he didn't have a tooth proof. So Kurt sat down and wrote a letter to the tooth fairy vouching for the kid, and then he printed it on official school letterhead and sent it home with them so he could put it under the pillow for the tooth fairy to find it.
And did the tooth fairy leave some money?
In the letter, he explained what happened. He asked the tooth fairy to, quote, please accept this letter as official verification of a lost tooth.
That's adorable.
That and provide the standard monetary exchange rate you would normally use. He also added a joke at the end about how he's still waiting on his own payout for having his wisdom teeth removed in 87.
Oh.
Anyway, someone posted the letter on Facebook and it's been blowing up. So that's why it makes our desk and our news today. I thought it was cute.
So I have to assume that the tooth fairy came through. I mean, that letter has to be good
enough.
Absolutely.
The principal tooth fairy did come and left a whole dollar under his pillow.
Yeah. That's great.
Oh, my.
That's great.
A whole dollar.
Listen, when I was a kid, we got a quarter.
You did?
Yeah, that's what you get for a tooth.
We got like $5.
Dude, it was,
are you kidding me?
And we had to, did you guys do this?
It was 1972. I mean,
my dad would give
us
$5. And we would have to put our, that's what I meant. Darn it. Sorry, kids.
Dump
myself. We had to put the tooth in a glass of water on the windowsill in the kitchen.
Oh.
And then my dad would put the $5. Yes, the $5 would be wet, but that's what he had us do.
Huh. Weird. That's weird that he made the tooth fairy put the money in the
right
in the jar because he didn't want to lose it in the bed.
Myself again.
Well, you know, your dad was obviously in cahoots with the tooth fairy.
Yeah, I think he was probably dating her.
Probably.
Our text number doesn't matter. Don't bother. We're done for the day. Have a good one.
See you in a minute.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.